Well, just to start out, we were actually thrilled to get Bradley at 31. He was the highest-ranked guy on our board left by a long shot, and a guy that we believe has tremendous talent and tremendous upside. He's got all the measurables for a corner. He can run, and he's smart. So we're thrilled that Bradley was still there at 31.
John, we asked Bradley on the conference call about a couple of his off-field transgressions. He said that, don't worry, you're not getting a bad guy here, that there's not going to be any issues. Were you able to talk with him, or when you guys researched it, did you see that as well, that perhaps maybe the red flags that were raised weren't as serious as perhaps the perception was with him?
Well, those were all weighed in. When we're making our selection, those are definitely, we look at those and look at the history as well as the character side of it. It's very important, but you know, also look at the positive things about Bradley, and there's a lot of positive things there, and we realize that, you know, he's a young guy that has made some mistakes, and so obviously we expect those things not to happen when he comes here, and we believe that we've got a, you know, we've got a tremendous locker room, and so I think that he'll get a lot of guidance there in the locker room, you know, we knew those things were there, but again, him sitting on the board, and he was the guy that helped us the most, and so we were thrilled he's still sitting there.
As a physical, aggressive corner, how well does he fit in what you guys are trying to do with get a little bit more aggressive and faster and tougher on defense this offseason?
Well, like I said, he's got all the measurables and he's got the mentality. He'll stick his nose in there in the run game and he'll tackle and you know, he'll fit right in with the defense we're putting together right now with you know, Keeb on the other side and you know, T.J. Ward coming in and the mentality that we want on that defense, he's going to fit in very well with that.
John, over here. He said that he didn't have a chance to work out here and that it was a bit of a surprise to be picked by you guys. When did you have a chance to see him work out, and what made him stick out to make that pick?
Well, we saw him work out in Indianapolis and then also met with him in Indianapolis. He was in our room at Indianapolis, so we got to know him a little bit there. So, you know, he was a guy that, again, was ranked very, very high. And so we spent a lot of time on him. And when we're going through the process, he was a guy that we weren't really expecting to get to us. And so even though we had spent a lot of time with him on the film and we didn't work him out, but saw plenty of what he did in Indianapolis. And so, like I said, when he fell to us at 31, we were thrilled. Yeah, I think we'll start there. I think Chris obviously is going to start. He's our starting right corner, and so we'll play it by ear and see how Chris comes around. And you know, but you know, Chris is a starting right corner, and we'll see how his knee comes around. But then as we get to nickel, we'll you know, see what happens there, and we get into the OTAs and then into training camp. So yeah, I think he's got the ability to play inside and outside. But he'll start going to camp on the outside.
John, I'm just curious if you, A, thought about moving up for a guy like Mosley, say, and then did you get any offers to get out of the first round?
We did both things. It was a very busy evening. So we were trying to move up, and the price was too high to move up, and there really wasn't an opportunity for us to move up. But we tried. I think we talked to everybody. And then, you know, and then there were some calls for us to move down also. But then all of a sudden at the end of the draft with some of those other picks that started coming in, the teams said, no, we think we can still get our guy where we are, because it pushed some people down to where they were. So that dried up. But there was some, you know, early there was some opportunity there until what everybody saw happen late in the draft, and then that kind of dried up. But we did try to move up, but it was just it was prohibitive for us to do it.
You mentioned you were excited that he fell. Is it sort of like a Sylvester Williams last year, where he's a guy you're just watching and hoping he's going to make it all the way to 31?
Yeah. And plus, you know, he was, you know, there's the, you know, when we looked at the board, number one, he was, you know, he was the top guy on our board. And then when we looked at our board, there's still a lot of good football players on that board. But when we talked about immediate help and a talented guy like that, he's the guy that would have the biggest impact on us. And so that even made it you know, more of a thrill for us that he was still there, because he's a guy that has got that tremendous talent and, you know, really, you know, the tremendous upside. As I said, we're thrilled to have him.
John, I know it's just the first round, but what did you think of your division and how everybody went with defense?
Well, you know, I think that the Raiders were probably thrilled that Mac fell to him at five, and then Kansas City going for D Ford. He's a good, you know, obviously a very good pass rusher, and then Verrett going to San Diego. So, you know, I think that all the teams did very well, and as you said, went defense, and so you know, they all got good football players.
John, your ability to get a corner today, does that at all shape tomorrow? Would you look more linebacker then, or is it still follow the board and kind of see how this thing
goes? You know, we'll still follow the board, but and we'll keep looking at it and see when it gets close to us where it is. But obviously with this, you know, with this pick, it fulfills a need for us, and so therefore, you know, chances are, you never say never, but – you know, we have an opportunity to go different ways as we go through the rest of the draft. But we got taken care of a big need.
I just want to ask you, former quarterback is now taking a defensive player in all four of your drafts.
Yeah, I know. I've thought about that too. But I think that when you look at the depth in the draft and you look at this draft this year, the depth is definitely on the offensive side. So therefore thought that because we did discuss a couple offensive players, but we just thought that this guy would have the most impact. And then with the depth on the offensive side, we still feel like we'll be able to get some good football players on the offensive side.
John, is it safe to say if it wasn't for the incidents this guy had, he would have been gone by 31?
Yeah. There's no question. We didn't think it. We thought he was a top 15 talent. So. That's why we're thrilled to get him at 31, and I think there's no question if he hadn't had the couple issues that he's had, there's no way he would have been there for us at 31. So, you know, those are hopefully for him learning experiences, and he's 21 years old, and young guys are going to make mistakes, and so I'm sure he's going to come in here, and we got, like I said, I'm thrilled with the locker room that we have. We got a bunch of professionals in there, and I'm sure that he's going to learn a lot from the guys that are in there. So. Coupled with that, with his, you know, physical talent, we think that we got a gem. Okay, all right.